This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
If any of the following conversation raises any issues for you, don't forget there's a great list of support services on the Joy website at joy.org.au/support. Now, you may have seen in the news recently that Adele has given up drinking altogether after describing herself as a borderline alcoholic. And we often hear people using the term alcoholic, but not so much borderline alcoholic. Well, what's the difference? And what's the tipping point that moves someone from one category to the other, if it does exist? Well, Dr. Nicole Lee is a professor at the National Drug Research Institute in Melbourne from Curtin University. Nicole, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thanks, Warren.
Is there such a thing as a borderline alcoholic?
Well, the short answer is no. There's no such thing as the term borderline alcoholic. But, you know, when Adele or anyone says that, we kind of get the idea of what they're saying, that they're she's really saying that she's drinking too much, and that's why she quit.
Did she say how much she was drinking?
No, she didn't. But I guess that, you know, when we think about, we don't really actually use the term alcoholic as much anymore as we used to. But when someone's dependent on alcohol, we know that the alcohol's probably got more control over them than they've got over ish, and there's a whole range of impacts that it has at work and at home and in relationships. And as you get closer and closer to that point, I guess that's what she's referring to as borderline alcoholic. But really, it's not an amount that defines it. It's the impact on your life.
Right. Could we use terms like borderline alcoholic, I suppose, in some ways to water down or not acknowledge just how much we are drinking?
Yeah, I think this is one of the problems with these kinds of labels, with as well as the term alcoholic as well. It just means different things to different people. And some people use it as a reason, not to do anything about a problem, because they go, well, I'm an alcoholic or I'm a borderline alcoholic, I can't do anything about it, so I'll just keep drinking. And on the flip side of that, some people find it really helpful to think of themselves in that way, so that that's kind of more motivating not to drink.
We're chatting with Dr. Nicole Lee, professor at the National Drug Research Institute from Curtin University, about if borderline alcoholic, as Adele called herself, is such a thing. Nicole, what is a healthy way to, I suppose, label or look at alcoholism rather than, you know, necessarily coming up with these multiple labels?
Yeah, well, these days we tend to talk more about dependence, or more severe end, we talk about alcohol use disorder. But like everything else, I suppose, there's a continuum of drinking and a continuum of problems related to drinking. And at some point, those problems start to outweigh the benefit. And that's the point where we start to think, well, you know, there's probably some signs of someone becoming dependent or being dependent on alcohol at that point.
Let's say we are, we think of this drinking on a continuum. Where do we place the marker? So like you just said, what sort of things should we be looking out for that might indicate that we have, you know, increased our consumption a little bit too much?
Yeah, so everybody can tolerate a different level of alcohol consumption. So not so much about, I wouldn't say a certain number of standard drinks, for example, that's not the thing that we use to define whether someone is dependent or not. It's much more like signs like, you have trouble stopping drinking once you start. And so you might just think you're going to have one drink and you end up having 10. Or you try to cut back or quit and you're just not able to maintain it. Or you spend a lot of time drinking or recovering from drinking or seeking out alcohol. And then there's more kind of clinical things like having lots of cravings or dropping the ball at work or study or at home, like coming into work with a hangover or not coming into work because you've got a hangover. And then the other things that if you continue to drink, even though you know it's causing you problems, or if it's starting to impact on reducing your social or work activities, or if you're drinking when you know it's not safe, but you just can't help yourself, those things indicate potential problems.
Just, you know how we've got the guidelines on how much is acceptable to drink? I mean, I look at those, and I'll get you to reiterate what they are, but I think is it 4 per day or something? I mean, I don't know, maybe it's my intolerance to alcohol. There's no way I could consume that many drinks. I would be able to stand up. I find it quite strange that we've got these guidelines that effectively almost imply that they apply to all.
Mm. Well, the guidelines, so the Australian National Guidelines on Alcohol say that healthy men and women, so this is people without any kind of health issues, should drink no more than 10 standard drinks a week and no more than 4 in a session.
Right.
And so that's something like 2 to 3 drinks 3 to 4 times a week, which would be fairly not atypical for Australians. And most Australians do drink within these guidelines, but I'm like you, I don't drink anywhere near that. But then there's some people who will drink over it. So the guidelines have been developed based on risk. So we know that if you drink more than the guidelines, you're at significantly higher risk of having a range of long and short-term problems with alcohol, including dependence, but also it's been directly linked to 7 different types of cancers, diabetes, heart disease, and a range of lifestyle diseases. So the less you drink, the better, for sure. So if you drink nothing, you're much healthier than if you drink 1 drink a week. But if you drink more than the 10 a week and the more than 4 in a day, then you're really putting yourself at very high risk of some serious problems later down the track.
Nicole, let's say someone's listening and they're thinking, you know what, I really want to reduce my consumption of alcohol, but I'm perhaps, you know, uncomfortable talking to someone about it. Where should they start to get some help?
Yeah, so your GP is always a good place to start. But if you don't actually want to, you know, talk to someone person, there's a range of other options. So I actually and the CEO also of a company, an organisation called Hello Sunday Morning, and they have an app called the Daybreak app, and it's a completely anonymous community of people who are supporting each other to change their relationship with alcohol. And then there's more, if your problems are more severe, there's things like Smart Recovery. They have online groups, not anonymous, but very contained with people who are going through something similar. And there's also a service called Counselling Online, which is also anonymous, and it's kind of like you have a chat with, it's like in a chat room with a counsellor, and you can just ask questions or talk about what's worrying you without being identified.
Fantastic. I love the name of the company, Hello Sunday Morning. It encapsulates that feeling of feeling fresh and getting up on a Sunday morning. It's great.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's what we want people to not be hungover on Sunday morning, but be able to live their best life.
Fantastic. Nicole, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us on Drive.
Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thank you, Dr. Nicole Lee, Professor at the National Drug Research Institute in Melbourne from Curtin University.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.